Democrat mega donor Alex Soros declares we must not abandon Ukraine. By Kurt Zindelka on February 18, 2024. Democrat mega donor and chairman of the leftist globalist Open Society Foundations, OSF, Alex Soros, declared on Saturday that the West must not abandon Ukraine. Soros, who took over the Open Society Foundations last year from his father, Hungarian activist billionaire George Soros, met with the Ukrainian Foreign Affairs Minister Dmytro Kuleba on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference in Germany on Saturday to express his continued support for Kyiv in its war with Moscow. Urging Western nations to continue pouring billions in taxpayer money into the conflict, Soros wrote on X, "We must not abandon Ukraine." The comments from the Soros scion come amid a funding battle in Washington, D.C., where House Republicans, who have expressed concerns over mounting corruption scandals surrounding President Zelensky's government, a lack of success on the battlefield, and no clear end goal laid out by the White House, are attempting to block President Biden's demand for a further $60 billion in aid to Ukraine. Zelensky, for his part, also urged Western nations to continue sending billions for the war effort at the conference in Munich, claiming that an artificial deficit of weapons and munitions was giving an advantage to Russia, which captured the Donetsk city of Avdiivka on Saturday after the Ukrainians withdrew following a four-month battle. Alex Soros, like his father, has been one of Ukraine's most vociferous supporters, most recently traveling to Kyiv in December to meet with both President Zelensky and First Lady Olena Zelenska, whom he gave $1 million to her charity, which he said has become a partner of the Open Society Foundations. The globalist Soros activist empire has been heavily involved in Ukraine for decades, establishing the International Renaissance Foundation, IRF, in Kyiv in 1990, shortly before the fall of Soviet control of the country. The Soros network has claimed that the IRF has been the largest independent funder of Ukraine's vibrant array of civil society and citizens groups for more than three decades. In total, the Open Society Foundation's network has poured some $230 million into the country, including more project funding over the past decade than to any other country in Europe. The director of the European Council on Foreign Relations, which is funded by the Open Society Foundations, Mark Leonard, said last year that Ukraine is one of Alex Soros' top interests, saying that he was in daily contact with the Soros Foundation in Ukraine, talking to different governments about their policy towards Ukraine. Going into 2024, the 38-year-old billionaire activist said that a top aim of his will be to stop former President Donald Trump or any other MAGA-style Republican from taking the White House, arguing that such an outcome will imperil European unity and undermine the progress achieved on many fronts in response to the war in Ukraine. Soros and his father have been one of the most active supporters of leftist causes in both Europe and the United States, using their vast $25 billion fortune to promote abortion, back amnesty for illegal migrants, facilitate mass migration, push for the legalization of prostitution, and fund climate change activism. Even before taking over the Open Society Foundations, Alex Soros was active in financially backing campaigns for senior Democrats, including former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Between 2020 and 2022, alone, the Open Society Foundations and personal contributions from George Soros in the United States totaled approximately $500 million, according to CNBC, which noted that the donations were mostly steered through dark money nonprofit groups and going largely toward political causes aligned with the Democratic Party. Breitbart News reported last July that Alex Soros had personally visited the White House 15 times during the Biden presidency and met with administration officials on 20 occasions. The Democrat donor was even given the honor of attending a state dinner conducted by President Biden for French President Emmanuel Macron. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.